I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Madonna needs to look up the definition for politically incorrect, because she called herself that after she had a total a-hole move at a concert recently where she wasn't being politically incorrect. She was just being an a-hole. So she was giving some speech at a concert in Vancouver and she's getting the crowd all hyped. And of course, you know, it's a concert, everyone's standing up, but she noticed that somebody in the crowd was sitting down and she decided to call him out before she realized, uh-oh, they're in a wheelchair.
Oh, God.
Take this ride with me. What are you doing sitting down over there? What are you doing sitting down?
The okay gets me every time. Oh, okay.
I mean, that's not politically incorrect. That's just stupidity.
At its finest.
So I've had this happen to you while I was on stage. It wasn't to me. It was a guy I was on the show with, a guy named Big Al in Dallas on Kid Craddock's show. We were on stage doing the same thing, and he was trying to hype the crowd up, did the exact same thing, front
he
row.
Did?
Everybody up, everybody up. And the whole front row was dedicated to those in wheelchairs.
Yes.
But with the lights on in our face, we just couldn't see it.
So he's like calling out the entire front row for not standing up.
The whole thing, man.
Oh.
Oh, God. It's so uncomfortable when you put your foot in your mouth that way. So over the weekend at my cousin's wedding, all the bridesmaids are in one room, like getting together and getting ready. And we had, I guess, hair people come out of town, but I didn't know that. So we're all there getting our hair curled. And I'm a University of Florida fan. That's where I went to school. So, of course, not a big fan of Florida State, which is in a city called Tallahassee, which we call Tallanasty. So we're talking about hair people. And we're talking about how my cousin Allie would always leave Tallanasty to go get her hair done. And I was like, yeah, I wouldn't trust hair people from Tallanasty anywhere. The hair people that were doing ours were from Tallahassee.
Hey,
and I had to get my hair up next. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go home now. I'm going to go do my own hair. I'm going to go over here now. All right. Ariana Grande's new album has been out for a full weekend and her fans are already writing in her soon-to-be ex-husband's DMs. So Ari is asking people to stop sending so many hateful messages to him. She said on social media, I just wanted to say anybody that is sending hateful messages to the people in my life based on your interpretation of this album is not supporting me and is absolutely doing the polar opposite of what I would ever encourage. I think they're probably pretty fired up about the fact that she hinted at some cheating allegations in this album, but she said in Eternal Sunshine, she's trying to show all kinds of all sides of love.
Showcasing both sides of it is kind of what I tried my very best to balance in the music is, you know, this feeling can be true and this feeling can also be true simultaneously. And I think that's something that we can ignore sometimes.
So there's a lot of, I listened to the full album on Friday and It's a great bop. I mean, it's amazing. Ariana is always going to put out great music, but it is interesting listening to the songs and the happy ones. I'm like, is this about the SpongeBob guy or is this about her ex-husband? Because I know all the bad ones are probably about her ex-husband, unless, you know, that new relationship with SpongeBob has already come to an end. All right, Millie Bobby Brown is getting called out for sounding not British enough, and she's sick of it. So she had an interview where she was confronted with how sometimes her accent sounds American, sometimes it sounds British, and she wants people to give her a break.
Let me just speak to that. So, I'm an actor. I grew up in the public eye. I grew up in America. I come to set, and I'm an actor, and I adapt. And so, I want to mimic people. I can't help that when I'm around my fiancé, or when I'm around people like Jimmy Fallon, who have a very American accent, I want to replicate 110. It. And now I'm in England, I want to replicate that. I don't do it intentional, and nope. I'm sorry if it offends you. Yeah. But listen, I'm trying my best.
This is actually something that I have found myself doing because I'm originally from the UK. And so my family's all British. And growing up, you know, I used to get the lecture. It's 13, not 30. You know, you go to the mall, tigers maul you. My mom used to always say that. It drove me nuts. But so what I found myself doing is switching between dialects. If I'm around anyone who's British, it's automatically switched on. And then anyone who's American, it goes back. But the problem is when you become hyper aware of it and you try not to, people are like, are you from South Africa? Because I would sound so weird. So I'm just trying to stick up for Millie Bobby Brown. I'm not an actor, but I did it just so I wouldn't stick out like a sore thumb. It's a thing.
Yeah, it's also kind of a nervous habit for me. Like, I know sometimes when I'm talking to Mo, I always want to use my fake New York accent. Like, I always want to be like, coffee. Well, it always comes out.
What part of New York is that?
I don't know. If you become hyper aware of other people's accents and you're like, oh my God, like, I love how certain sounds sound like coffee or walk or talk.
No, you got to write an accent theater for Abby to perform.
I would love
all
to.
All New York.
Yeah. Say less?
Not today. Maybe another day. All right. The most recent photo of Kate Middleton has people convinced there's something wrong with her. And the palace is covering it up. We'll discuss it on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.